up, y'all? What's up, y'all? You know what it is. Sorry if I offend you, the motherfucking podcast. We're out here having another live episode at the Garden District event. My boy Wavy is out with us. Y'all know, y'all seen him before. He was part of the very first live podcast we ever did when we did the collab.
About a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. Look at us now. Doing all this shit. Look how they got us next to each other in this bitch. Look at this. We're besties. Yeah. Nah, but we've just freestyling out here having some fun. Y'all see the setup. Wavy's out. Well, shit, same thing. Wavy's out here selling sneakers, so y'all know, come get right before you get left by your bitch. So, yeah. Get your sneakers right. Get your outfits right. He got all that.
I like that.
You can say what you want to say.
What?
You're Jamaican and what?
Jamaican and Jamaican.
Oh, you're just fully
That's
Jamaican?
That's what I'm saying. I'm a full-bred dog skin.
Are you going to find a Jamaican girl? Don't dilute it.
Huh? I don't want to.
You're going to find a Jamaican girl?
No. I'm going to let God find what he...
Who you're supposed to...
To me, what's, okay. What's for me. You know what
All
I mean?
Right. He's diluting. That's what
I
he's
like
telling
it,
y'all.
Like
he's diluting.
We diluted. Living.
Yeah. He in here talking shit, but he's diluting.
Yo,
so whatever.
I can't even fuck. I thought about it. I'm like, yo, am I going to do like the Nick Cannon thing?
All them kids?
Not all them kids.
I'm like,
shit. I'll have at least, like, I don't... Of course, I don't want to deal with baby mama drama, but I don't mind having multiple children about multiple women if it makes sense for my life in the future.
Okay, but why? What is? How does multiple children by multiple women make sense in your life?
It doesn't. Right now.
Okay, but ever. How does that make sense?
Just being free and not being locked down.
That is, you know, the most ancient answer that you can
hear. No. Not on no ancient shit, because like I'm gonna take care and handle my shit. You know what I mean? So that's why I say in the near future, when I have my shit taken care of, you know what I mean, and I'm able to do these type of things the right way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like.
Listen, Crush said he's gonna be a good father, but not a husband. He's gonna be a baby daddy. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Rich baby daddy energy.
That type of vibe. Listen, it's Crush Tsunami in the motherfucking building. Come on now.
Yes.
Gotta give him his flowers, because you deserve that. Listen, one of the best DJs in motherfucking Orlando. If Crush is the DJ in the venue, you're going to be in that bitch turning up. You're going to have a range of old school, new shit. You might twerk. You might, you know, give a little family bop. Everything. Whatever that you want, this man,
you know,
has
weird
on his playlist.
I feel like I'm... I feel like I'm super stereotypical, because I always know, like, I can look at somebody and know what they want to hear. I can look at somebody and know exactly what they want to hear.
Looking at me, what do you think is one of my favorite songs? And you know my personality, too, so.
I'm a fish now. Because this is what I do if I'm in the club. Okay. I'll start fishing.
Okay.
Oh, I know who you like. I'm fishing. Brent?
I do like Brent, but not really. I'm not. You're fishing in the wrong pond.
SZA?
Okay, I fuck with SZA. I'm not listening to SZA in the club.
My favorite song. You want me to tell you my favorite song?
Yeah.
Of all time?
Yes.
It's between Miguel, All I Want Is You, and Miguel, Come Through and Chill.
Oh, so it's Miguel.
That's
All I Want Is You is a vibe.
That's like, I can listen to that song over and over.
Pussy Is Mine. They should have made that a full. Did they make that a full track, or it was always like a interlude type of thing?
I feel like if it ain't broke, don't break it.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe the whole song wouldn't have hit, but listen, that little snippet is everything.
That was fire.
That snippet
like
ran that shit.
I feel like it was by mistake.
And it just happened.
It was like one of those things.
It definitely was by mistake,
like,
and was a hit.
But back to you.
Back to me, yes. Okay, let's not say my favorite song. Let's go with a song that you think is on my playlist every time I get in the car. I'm disappointed.
Nah, because she don't be outside no more, bro.
I know, I be hiding.
She don't be outside when I DJ, so I can't even fish. And Nisa, she'll pull up and make sure I play what the fuck she want to hear.
Yeah. Oh, that's one
aggressive
thing I will do.
Aggressive.
I am. I will ask for my song to be played.
All right.
Okay, so if I do that, then what song have I asked you for more? I think I always ask you for a different song.
Yo, first of all, quick backdrop. When I first met Nisa, and my biggest pet peeve is, like, I hate like the request, because I feel as though like I put you on a journey and like I'll get there at some point, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's just like, damn, it's like a shooting yourself in the foot type of thing if you like get it too early, because it's like, bro, you're on the journey. But like Nisa would literally be like, yo, my nigga, like turn this bitch up. And I'm like, oh my gosh. She's such a bully.
I'll be ready to turn up from the beginning. Like, if I'm
yeah, so now, I might know Kodak.
Okay, I can fuck with Kodak. What song though? Nothing new.
You know what's my favorite Kodak song?
What?
Get that paper and stay out the way. What is that shit called? Slay by Santa? Slay by Santa? Anyways.
You want me to tell you what my favorite
song is? What's your favorite song right now? I want
to know. Right now.
What's your favorite song of all time,
first of all? I think, honestly.
You can choose two. Just to tell you.
Okay. For sure, I'm not going to hold you. It's going to be Junior Mafia, Get Money. 100%. That is my number one.
The remix one? Or the Fuck Bitches?
Get Money. The original. I'm like, what? Junior Mafia, just the original.
No, they have a remix.
Wait,
the other one.
Oh, really? Just new tour, just Biggie and Kim.
Yeah.
That's it. And then I'd say something more like new school. I would say maybe Special by ESTG. Yeah. You wasn't thinking that.
I love that song.
I love that song. Like,
hey, since you mentioned Biggie, I'm gonna scratch one of the, I'm gonna tie both Miguel songs and give me the loop.
Okay.
Of all time.
Listen, I like Warning.
Warning?
Yeah.
Anything Biggie.
Anything Biggie is gonna motherfucking hit, but I will karaoke Get Money to the day I die. And then
what's your favorite song right now?
Damn, you know what? I don't have a favorite song right now, which is crazy, but a song that I always play in the car at least once would be Tuscan Perfume by ESTG.
Oh.
Yeah. Some gangster shit.
Are you binging ESTG right now?
Yeah, I'm big into ESTG right now. I say I don't listen to a lot. Like, I listen to that album a lot. And, like, I do like SZA, though. Like, I was listening to Solo Reprise, or it's something like that, right? That's what the song is called? I like her original version of that. I don't like the one with Tyga. I'm confused why he was in it. Like, nobody
Blast,
asked for a Tyga
feature.
Blast is super
dope. I like Blast.
Okay. I don't listen to him.
He's super dope.
Really?
His first album, I feel like it was the perfect album. You know, my thing is, like, yo, like, I'm big on, my favorite song right now is Offset, Hop Out the Van. Shit is fire.
Oh, really?
That shit is
hard. Okay. I fuck with Offset. I like Offset by
off
himself.
That album, that new album?
Yeah.
But I like the band is super dope.
I like him by himself. He got his own little vibe, and it works. Like, him in a group, though, is cool, but...
Nah, Offset, he was always a really good artist.
Yeah. All three of them, rest in peace, Takeoff, but, like, all three of them have always been fire. But Offset by himself is good. And... we're on it. I fuck with Sexy Red too. I'll play this in the car if I'm getting ready.
Yo, I will be bugging if I acted like I don't fuck with Sexy Red. I can't.
What's your favorite Sexy Red song?
It might have to be this one.
I like Ski Yee.
I like Ski Yee too.
Ski Yee just like.
What? I can't, because I gotta give her the respect where it's due. Boom. Her run is about to be like one of the craziest runs.
It's back to back to back.
Bro, Lorilla had a run, but it wasn't like this.
Nah.
Like, I'm talking about, she has 6 hit records in the club right now.
Can we talk about it though? Because I want to know how do you come across like this? You do versus battles. Right? Tell the people about your versus battles.
So,
you got a counterpart too.
Shout out to DJ Jax.
You
my
know,
brother.
Jax is another awesome DJ
That's
from Orlando. They keep
life.
The shit popping.
I knew Jax for 14 years. A lot of people don't know that. Me and Jax knew each other since we were like essentially like teenagers, we were kids. So we started like doing this versus thing just to like, you know what I mean, just have more of a social media presence and like just put out more content, you know what I mean, and people freaking loved it from the start. We took a little break and we rolling out the next season, and we did Glorilla versus Sexy Red, which obviously this wasn't the perfect time for Glorilla, so you know what I mean.
She's been quiet for a minute.
Yeah. And then she put out that last song that wasn't, I didn't really,
I didn't hear it.
You know what I think be happening sometimes? The pressure from the label. So instead of having fun, you start like feeling the pressure
like,
of getting it done.
It out,
you know what I mean?
Out.
Which is weird because she was a successful artist. It wasn't like she was like somebody that was got like, would be getting shelved or nothing like that. She literally had a nice little run. But
yeah, she could have sat on those songs.
And she's probably grateful for where she came to. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
dog, like, hell yeah, they came
like,
from Memphis.
If I don't
Memphis.
Make another hit song, I'm fine. Like,
yeah.
I was never even supposed to be here. Like, you know what I mean?
For sure. And the songs that she has are going to be like over and over and over. People are going to play because they're club songs. You know, like I know, you can play the same song in the club for 10 yeah. years if it hits right.
Do you think Sexy Red's music is timeless?
No. I think Sexy Red's music is going to be timeless for the next maybe 5 years. And maybe...
There's going to be another Sexy Red.
Yeah, there's going to be another Sexy Red, and it's going to flush out. Like, I honestly feel like if it's not something like Uncle Luke type of vibes, it's not going to be timeless twerk music ever. But if it's something like... Let's say like Biggie, for example. He got feel-good music, he got gangster music, and he has dance music. So it's like, that's timeless when you can do all of that.
I think it's relative with the timeless thing. I don't know. Like, well, for
like what
sure,
you enjoy?
For sure, a song of right now that I know is timeless, No Guidance. It's going to go down forever.
Yeah.
No Guidance is going to be around forever. I think so.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, songs like that will be timeless, but that's a dance song.
Yeah.
Like, if you could, this is like twerking. You know, No Guidance, I feel like it's like...
You know what's funny? Surprisingly, my favorite artist right now is Bad Bunny.
I love Bad Bunny. And speaking of Bad Bunny, did you try to get concert tickets? They did. They opened up, like, you could get a code for pre-sale, right?
Yeah.
I got a code for the pre-sale. I ain't buy shit. I'm going to tell you that much. Almost floor seats, not even floor seats, are pre-sailing for $700.
No,
I'm sorry, Bad Bunny. I'm going to be in Mikasa because I'm not doing that. Nosebleeds are $350. Here, Orlando, $350.
He's the best artist in the world right now. Hands down.
That is crazy pricing, though.
He's
like,
the best artist in the world right now. That's
literally
me,
a bill.
Right, right? So I was going to tell you earlier, me, I think I DJ because of the song that made me fall in love with music. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, when I first heard Heartless, you didn't have to play that song 4 or 5 times for me to be like, yo, this is a hit song.
Kanye, right?
Fucking, bro. The song that broke my
so
neck.
Hard.
Like, you ever been in the middle of a conversation and heard a song you never heard before, and you like, yo, what the fuck is this? Thank
yeah.
God we have Shazam now, because
right,
I used to just, like, wait for the lyrics and then, like, put it in my shit to Google it later.
Hey, I'll Google that shit real quick.
I'll Google the fuck out of it. I'm going to find it. But, like, I always liked those songs. So, like, listening to Bad Bunny, this guy, I don't know what the fuck he's saying, but it's about cadence sometimes. Like, it's all cadence. Like, you know,
yeah.
not even just him talking some shit, he knows how to melodically catch the listener. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm big on that, and, like, I don't care to know what Bad Bunny's fucking talking about, but, like, I know it's some shit, and on top of that, bro, melodically, cadence is through the roof every fucking time.
Are
albums,
you fucking with the album?
Beat selection. Yeah, I listened to his last
newest
album.
One?
I feel like this last album, I feel like he wanted to, I feel like he likes doing hip-hop.
He wants to get back to, like, more
you remember
real hip-hop.
The first Bad Bunny song
yeah.
I heard was Soy Peor. Because I remember they was asking for Bad Bunny back then. It was like Soy Peor. Like,
that was some gangster shit. No, that was some gangster shit. It was a mix of, like,
you
sexy
remember that trap Spanish
yeah.
era?
Yes,
I feel like that's what
like
he always wanted
to
do.
To.
I feel like he did, like, 2 reggaeton songs, and they were like, yo, keep doing
that's
this.
You, yeah.
Keep doing
I mean,
this.
But he kills it. Every
yeah,
reggaeton
every
song that he has, he kills. But he's definitely getting back into his, like, you got me fucked up vibe.
And he from
like,
Jersey now, because he doing mad Jersey club records. I'm with that. I'm from Jersey, stand up.
Listen, I think Bad Bunny's gonna, that's a timeless artist too. Him, Drake, who else do you feel like would be big still in the next 5 years? Just in general, like, that's gonna stay on top. I think Drake makes music. I don't know about this last album. I wasn't really fucking with it, but
I think Drake is
for
gonna,
the most part, you gotta give him, you gotta
Drake
give
gonna
him
get that. On Kendrick vibes. For, finally. Because he never did it.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick, like, I'm not about to be around. I'm about to take
yeah.
it, like, focus
he
on family.
Yeah, he knows his worth. He up on a song, people gonna
but
listen.
But Drake knows his worth, too. But he put
yeah.
in the work to where, like, dog, it's gonna be hard to like beat his. It's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, bro.
Yeah.
That boy held the scoring all time for mad long. Like it's gonna be hard to pass
it's
Drake
a matchup,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then an artist that I think is gonna be. I really want Blast to be up. I really want to see him like really.
You know who I really like that I think people sleep on a lot, and it's because he had a moment where he made a lot of music and then he steps back. He does a very much like, I'd say how Miguel is, how Frank Ocean is. Giveon. I love Giveon. I love his like, I just love his whole vibe all around.
Oh, Friday.
Friday, I got his new shit. I
he's
fuck with Friday,
here.
Yeah. Friday is gonna
Friday
be a big artist.
Friday's a fucking AI. I think he's not real.
He has a good presence in hip hop and R&B. Like that middle ground.
Like he makes a come over and fuck at 2 a.m. song sound like a fucking a heartbroken song.
But it's not. And
it's not.
If somebody who can make you do that, you could be in this bitch singing you in love. Like, I'm going to dedicate this song to you whole time as you're getting your back blown out.
Or saying, like, he'll be talking
he's
about how, like,
shit.
He don't got time for bitches. But it sound like
he loves
pouring his heart out, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I don't got time for bitches.
I love artists like that.
But, like, am I wrong for, like, because, all right, this is the thing. I feel like emotional maturity is a thing. I feel like you're a very emotionally mature person. And I know you deal with emotionally immature guys, too. Like, it's not just girls.
Yeah.
So, like, emotional maturity on anybody. I like being around people. I love happiness and stuff like that. So, like, all like the being with someone and, like, the expectations of, like, or just, like, somebody not prioritizing their happiness.
Right.
Like, I don't like that for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, bro, like, you know what I mean? And sometimes that's all a lot of expectation or whatever they, or whatever expectations they're putting on you. You know what I mean? So, like, I want to live my life. You know, my real name is Toffery, right? So, when I was growing up, I grew up in the hood. A name like Toffery does not work in the hood. First day of school, terrible. Horrible. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, growing up, I'm like, bro, like, why the fuck did my dad name me Toffery, right?
Right.
So, like, I love the name now because I'm the only Toffery in the world. We're going to bleep out the name so nobody knows
I
my
got
government.
You.
Not playing, not playing. You can leave the name. Anyways, yo, so I asked my dad and he said, yo, I'm like, dog. I asked my mom, I said, mom, what type of drugs did they have you on for you to just like my dad wanted to name me this and you just like, all right, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? But I love the name now because, like, I get to make my own meaning for my name and, like, whatever.
It's cool to have a unique, when you get older, you realize
Google it.
It's cool to not
I Google
have
it every
the same
year to see if somebody
name.
Has it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the only one. So, my father told me, he said, yo, my name is supposed to be Toffery, but I guess his homeboy named his son Toffery before me. So he said, he got pissed.
Fuck
he said,
that.
Oh,
do something.
So he said, yo, basically means no bondage, free of shackles.
Okay.
It's just nothing holding you back. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, that's fire.
It is fire. That's like.
And I feel like that describes this era of my life.
Mm-hmm. Your adult era. Like.
So right now, I just literally want to focus on happiness.
That's what's up. I am emotionally mature. I appreciate you for realizing that. Growth.
Nah, because people, like, it's because where we grew up at.
Yeah.
I feel like we had to grow up at.
Very fast. And people don't see that. Like, people don't realize that around. I'm like, I've been an adult since I was a teenager. Like.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I don't want nobody to take that the wrong way. I don't want to, like, I'm not the, like, I don't want to seem like I'm the most emotional, mature person. But, like, I like being happy. And anything that takes is just, like, bro, like, just certain times, just let certain shit go. Like, it's fine, you know what I mean? Don't take nothing too personal.
Like, I learned that very quickly when it comes to, like, business and things that I was doing. I will say, like, as far as the love life goes, I had to learn to be emotionally mature. But you learn that through lessons and stuff. But number one rule, y'all, life moves on. Things are going to get better for you. And there's always another opportunity no matter what you do, whether it's, you know, a business plan, a personal, you know, idea for yourself, anything that you have going on, relationship shit like that, life does move on and life does get better. You just have to understand it's a possibility and you're never going to be mad all the time. You got to feel your emotions when you feel your emotions, but nothing is permanent.
Nothing's perfect.
Either, yeah. So,
like, I think people be expecting, like, shit to be perfect. So, like, they're immediately
that's what it is. Expectations create
the bigger the expectation, the bigger the disappointment. I learned that at a young age, so it kind of helped me in my adult life. You know what I mean?
Once you demand and expect things from people, you're always going to be let down and heartbroken. So listen.
So hopefully, I find somebody who I'll spend the rest of my life with. But other than that, I'm going to be on bossy. Yo, you're taken care of. You're going to bear my children. Do you agree? Let's do that. You know what I mean?
Listen.
Of course, with somebody I build a relationship with and shit like that, like a friendship. Because it's all about the friendship first. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people, like I'm a very chill guy.
I got to have a good time.
Yo, I swear to God, bro. Like, I love my love language is laughter. Like, I love to laugh. You know what I mean? Like, hopefully it gets there. But, like, I'm not putting expectations on anything in my life. You know what I mean? Just to make sure, like, everything just goes smooth. You know what I mean? Right. It gets rocky when you start, like.
You got to enjoy it. You can't enjoy it when you start putting, like, this has to happen, that has to happen, this has to happen for it to be perfect.
How do you feel about the phrase, happy wife, happy life?
I think happy partner, happy life. Both of y'all got to make each other happy. And you have to work with each other. You're not always going to be happy all the time. But you're going to have to realize that somebody out of the two is going to have to make a compromise or even a sacrifice, depending on what it is, for you both to be happy and to continue life. How you supposed to? How you doing? You good?
I feel as though, like, I'm single now, right? So when I was in a relationship, a lot of dudes that I knew that was in relationships with boys is like, that's how women are, bro. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit, bro. Like,
it's not, though. If somebody wants to genuinely be with you, they'll make that adjustment.
And it was that. It's just like, bro, just like, you know, women that have all women have their certain, those certain things. You know what I mean? Like,
every man has their certain things, too. So,
yeah.
People have their certain things. I know what you mean.
It's
like,
a people thing.
It's a people thing. It's not just men and women, but it is. There is more commonalities within men and more commonalities within women.
You believe in soulmates?
Honestly, I'm in my first, like, right now, relationship where I feel like the person I'm with is somebody that's my soulmate. So I don't know, though, because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I always say I don't believe in it because realistically, I'm like, you have to build with somebody anyway. There's a lot to learn.
You can make somebody your soulmate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's okay. I agree in that. Like, not everybody face value is gonna be perfect. Every relationship that lasts is gonna be a lot of work on both ends, like, too. It's like, not just gonna be the man, and it's not gonna,
like,
be the woman.
I probably met my soulmate and didn't look like how I wanted him to look. So she might end up being one of my great friends. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. If you met your soulmate, even if, like, if they're your friend, you end up, like, no. I feel like if somebody is meant to be with you or things are meant to be, God will put them in your life in a way that you can't help but be some type of connected.
Give them the face that you want them to have. I don't need you to look like that fucking. I'm just saying.
But
like,
if you have a connection with somebody, you don't think you can learn to find them attractive because you have a connection with them? If that's your soulmate. Nah, right?
Okay, perfect.
Busy?
Nah. I was just making sure the coach was clear. Anyways, it's my mechanic.
Yeah.
You know when you get that text, like,
you're,
yo,
like, hold on,
like,
I gotta check it.
I'm checking this. I'm fixing this, but now we have another. I'm like, I'm not trying to hear nothing else but good news right now. Happiness, y'all.
Happiness. And
nah,
number
so,
one.
I, like, honestly, I have deal breakers, right?
Okay.
I don't like bad breath. I don't like girls with, like, big ass feet, unproportional feet. I can't, like, you know what I mean? So, like, if my soulmate, like, I don't want to, like, ever, I feel like a dickhead. Am I a dickhead?
What, if you?
If I feel as though, like, I can't see it to the end.
Okay.
Whether it's looks, personality, everything, like, I won't even waste somebody's time. You know what I mean?
If you're not attractive,
if I can't see forever in someone, I won't waste my time.
Is it? Well, yeah, all right. I can see that.
And I said looks and everything.
You just, if you can't see a future with somebody, you're not about to waste your time.
If I don't see myself, like, actually, like, really, like, waking up with somebody every day, like, yo, like,
waking up and be like, yeah, this is it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I personally think you need to be attracted to the person that you're with.
Like, and you also need to be attractive. You can't be the ugly nigga expecting a bunch of, like, you know what I mean? Like, make sure your hygiene is there. Like,
niggas, yo,
niggas smell bad and want the baddest bitch. Like,
no, bitches smell bad too.
No, it, yeah.
In the worst ways sometimes. Like, number one, y'all, make sure you brush your teeth and you clean yourself everywhere. Your private parts hygiene. Need to be hygiene. It's key. I can't be in love if the hygiene ain't there.
You know
come
what I don't like?
What?
Hoe shaming.
I am a hoe shamer. No, what? I'm kidding. Nah, I'm joking. You be a hoe. Sell some pussy if you want to.
I'm looking for the hoes, not playing. But, like, I feel as though dudes, I feel like it's corny for dudes to look at, to speak bad on women when, at the end of the day, fellas, at the end of the day, we all want punani. We all want some pum-pum, right? So, like, speaking down on the women that's like, actually, like, don't get me wrong. Be clean about it. Like, women, take care of yourself.
Have some respect for yourself. I think that's what it is, yeah.
Because most of the time, it don't even be like, for example, like, me being in a relationship, I understand a lot more about how fragile a vagina is.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
So, like, I would never, at this point in my life, look at a girl and be like, yo, like, your box is all crazy. I'm cutting you off forever. I wouldn't even say nothing and just go somebody because I would go out and be like, yo, hey, like, it's a little, like, I would do that now because I understand. You know what I mean?
I feel like, you know, if it's new, it's that's uncomfortable. Like, you shouldn't be smelling no type of way because you can smell yourself. I don't care what anybody says. You smell yourself.
Yeah, you
like,
smell yourself before anybody can smell
you. If you're musty, you smell yourself. If you're stank down there, whether you're a guy or a girl, you fucking smell yourself.
You ever forgot to put deodorant on and went to school?
Yeah, like, you stupid. No, but.
She's terrible.
Listen. And you smell yourself, though, so you know when you're going through some shit. You know when something's not right.
That's on all levels of life.
On all levels. So, before you're dealing with somebody that's fairly new to you, you should make sure you're straight. It's almost your fault. So, it's like, when you're very new into something, you shouldn't be having that conversation with them. You shouldn't have to, in my opinion.
And I brought that up because why? I feel like dudes gotta learn, right? I feel as though strippers are like the cleanest, most of the time the cleanest girls.
Right.
Because they work in the environment and they know
their pussies popped everywhere. Yeah, like, imagine a dirty strip club.
They can't really, not all of them, of course, but they're more cleaner than like the young joints that be outside. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, dudes will look at a stripper joint and be like, yo, I could never date or like never come to a stripper joint. I'm like, dog, there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying go couple triple drink, but like, just the mentality of a dude that thinks about some shit. Like, me and Jax was talking about the other day how Tupac was like, yo, you know the
Jada Pinkett?
No, and even though you keep your head up. Like, he was like saying a lot of revelations on how we gonna be like basically bashing women. The women who love us, we supposed to love them.
Yeah.
We talking bad about them. It's just like, dog, like, I love women. Ladies. I'm a, what they call it?
A ladies.
A feminist.
Oh, you're a feminist?
I'm a gallus. Nah, but yeah, so like, I would like to see fellas look out for women. Like,
I think, like, just in general, for me, as I got older, emotional maturity, but as I got older too, yeah, it does. I stopped telling myself, like, oh, because you do this or a person does that, they're better than someone else. Like, I'm gonna tell you something, I know a lot more whores that are nurses than strippers. Like, that is the biggest fact I learned as an adult, is that there's more people, like regular ass people, whatever, that's down to do more crazy shit for money or whatever than the people you think are. Like, people misjudge how, like, strippers fucking everybody. Now, I'm sure there are girls in the club that do this and that, but I know a lot more strippers that are like, oh, it's hard to get next to me on that type of level than there's regular ass girls walking around that got a degree or whatever. They be fucking everything. So it's like, you gotta stop judging, I guess, like a book by its cover, a job by its cover, because just because somebody's doing something doesn't always mean whatever. One thing I will say, though, is like, for myself, I couldn't bring myself to, like, yeah, I worked in the club, though, so I guess my ass was out at that time.
Well, like, but that's what I'm talking about.
Right, it's now, just, like, I can't do that.
Me,
like,
I'm a very secure young man.
Right.
I could date a bottle girl if me and her click like that.
Yeah.
Strippers are kind of.
It's a little.
You know what I mean? It's a little aggressive. Like, you know
it's
what
a
mean?
Lot.
Yeah, like I'm a DJ. I feel like it's the DJ equivalent to like a bottle girl.
The DJs and men who work in the club are equivalent to bottle girls, just so you know.
Yo,
just so you
know. Have a podcast name? I know you personally, so I ain't want to like.
Lisa.
It's Lisa Abbey.
That's
hey,
it.
Lisa.
I'm who I am.
So I knew Nisa for years now, y'all, right?
Nisa, you in your soft era, son? It feels like
am.
Soft era Nisa, son.
I am.
It's a real thing. The soft era is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Like, I'm in love right now, so I'm feeling like, you know, I've grown up a lot since we first met, and like, I'm in a really good place in my life that, yeah, I'm in my soft era. That's the thing.
You know what helps women a lot? Being busy.
Yes.
Like, I don't need no housewife until I'm. This is the thing, and I agree with the whole paying the bills thing. Once you build something with somebody and you end up having children with them, because women obviously have to sit down and bear their children.
Right.
So like, bro, yes, pay the bills in the crib, make sure she good. Hopefully you get somebody pregnant who can handle their own, at least their freaking car note or their car insurance or something, like their phone bill, or handle whatever they can handle, and you be like, all right, I'm gonna take care of the rest. But like, literally, like. I feel as though like it's like when that time comes, yeah, that's cool. Like the paying the bills, saying the man, like that's what it's supposed to be. But yeah, I love this offer.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I love it for me too.
I feel like I've always been a calm person. Like I'm a very calm person.
You think I'm more calm now, right?
Very calm.
Very calm. How was I when you first met me? Just so we have
you
a.
You know what's crazy?
What?
So, Crush Tsunami is like my alter ego now.
I know.
So
now you grow.
Tsunami is who
that's
Top Free is a certain person
face.
And then
okay.
Crush Tsunami does all the wild boy shit. You know what I mean? Like
alright, so when I see you on the street, I gotta call you Top Free.
You can, but just say low.
Low. Yeah. keep it low still.
Hey T.
T is cool.
Nah, but yeah, bro, like so Crush Tsunami is a wild guy. Top Free is pretty chill.
I spell my
name. They're the same person, but like, Crush Tsunami is a little bit wild. You know what I mean? This is super dope. Like, and you gotta find yourself to have an alter ego. Cause that's crazy. Next thing you know, like, I'm treating people wrong, and like, I feel like people think I'm like big headed or like.
I think also in your line of work, you gotta have that
confidence.
You gotta have that confidence, and you gotta have that front face for what that job is, because who you are in your club life and like venue life is not who you are in real life. Like, and not in a two-faced type of way, but in a way like you can't be that person all the time.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy, right? But
yeah, you always been nice.
Crush Tsunami's not so nice. You're not gonna bully him because it's like, alright, if I'm on set and like, bro, I'm in my workspace.
Yeah.
Biggest pet peeve is somebody just like calling me. Like, not even like, it's cool to ask for anything, but like, if it's in a rude way, like, I'm gonna make you a part of my show. You know what I mean? Straight up.
I think when I first used to ask you for songs, I'd be like, yo, why you like play the song? I know you got it.
But
now I'm nice.
Nisa was fine though, so I was like,
I'll just say it. Fine, fuck it.
Right.
Pretty privilege is a thing.
It is.
And ladies, if you have it, motherfucking use it. I don't care what anybody says. Use
pause,
that pretty privilege.
But do dudes have pretty privilege too?
Yeah. I think it depends. Like, men have pretty privilege. Like, I will say a fine dude or somebody, like, whoever you think is fine, is gonna be able to have a little bit more leeway than a dude you're like, ill.
Yo, I can't run. I feel bad for pretty dudes. Pause. Because. They be
kind of
weird.
No, they're
not. They be kind of weird.
Everybody got pretty privilege to somebody. Let me make that clear.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Everybody has pretty privilege, and everybody thinks everyone is fine to somebody, and everyone has pretty privilege to somebody. But some people have it more than others. I will say I done got myself out of some tickets, some bills.
I'll say this, right?
Some bar tabs, you know,
so,
something.
I'm very handsome.
Period.
Fly
talk
nigga.
Your shit. Come on
handsome,
now.
Fly
got the
nigga.
Bucket on. You see him out here?
Still. Growing up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You grow into that.
You know know what I mean? What they call it? A late bloomer? So like, the adversity makes you better. So I had to learn how to talk to women because women were just flocking to me. So like, you know what I mean? While I was on my way to becoming the version of myself that I am today, like, you get curved. I feel like pretty niggas get slighted because they never learn to do that. So they'll just be corny and won't have much, I won't even say game, because I feel like it's just about conversation and just like knowing how to deal with people. And, you know what I mean? I feel like they don't have to deal with people well sometimes, so they just like, I feel like I have an advantage now because I literally...
You got game now. Huh? You got game now.
I had to learn how to talk to women. Like the Hitch movie. I could teach a nigga how to talk to women.
Yeah?
For sure.
No allergic reactions, though.
You know what's crazy? I feel like, I was wondering the other day if the AI, like if you could ask the AI, like how to slide in somebody's DMs.
You probably can.
Yeah.
They if probably I had the app, I'm pulling it up right like, now. Pick up line, like,
what
so.
Should I say to a woman to guarantee me punani?
Look, ChatGPT, how to get some pussy, 2023, almost 2024.
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
In 2023? And then ask her how to get, like, pussy in 1999, just to have fun with it.
Just, yeah, see your options or whatever. But we are going, you know, let's sign off, Craig.
Yeah.
Tell the people
we'll
how to
be here all fucking day.
Listen, we'll be here all day talking. Cause,
yeah, I can
look,
be your co-host.
You could.
Yeah,
honestly, I'm looking for co-hosts. And look, say, keep it locked, because we're bringing Crush back. And we're going to bring Jax in here.
Yeah,
we're going to definitely bring in y'all verses because it's something we got to.
Right.
Look, their verses is something crazy. It's something that, you know, I don't see a lot in young people understanding really how to balance music off of each other. You guys are really good DJs and you have a good vibe. So tell the people how to link you and watch the verses.
Tsunami on all handles. I'm going to leave y'all with something. I always feel as though I'm always in the right place at the right fucking time. So thank you, Nisa.
Of course.
We were supposed to do this today. Love you. But yeah, you can find me at Crush Tsunami on all handles. That's Crush with a K, Tsunami without the T. We got a lot of comment coming soon. My birthday's coming next year, and I got something special prepared for my birthday.
Yes, also, next year? Is it January?
It's in April.
Hi. 6 months in the future,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, so we're going to count it down. Me and Jax is getting the Jax versus Crush ready, so I know the city's going to love that. But love y'all. Sorry if I offend you. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sign off. Getting with me. Listen, Crush done took up half our motherfucking time, but listen, of it. But I had to bring the bad bitches of the Garden District in here, okay? So I got Lex and D with me. Come on now. Familiar faces, the favorites, or whatever. Talk your shit, Lex.
Orlando's
hold on.
Finest.
Let the people know. Come on now, sexy.
Orlando's finest.
Yeah.
You feel me? Doing a damn thing. Showing out for people. For the small business, for all businesses.
You know, all that good shit or whatever. When I had Crush on earlier, he was talking about how if you believe in soulmates or not. Ladies, do you believe in soulmates?
I hope so.
Something.
I hope. But I don't know. It's a rare.
I believe. Just let me experience you while you're here. We good.
I think people are attached to people by common personality traits.
I believe in trauma bonds.
Okay, I do too.
I believe in
trauma
bonds.
Talk about it. What's a trauma bond?
I believe in this. It can be just a situation at that point in time that you and that person are relating on something that you guys have been through on the same type of level. And you guys just kind of get closer because of that. Not because you guys are good for each other, but because of that, it's a trauma bond, you know?
Do you think that trauma bonds are bad for you?
It could be. Yeah. It could be good as well. It depends on both you guys' mindset going into it. If you guys want to grow from there, cool. But if you guys are stuck in like a, we're going to let this like defeat us and have that negative mindset together, you guys are going to crash for sure.
Being business owners, you both, Lex, you have your lingerie brand and you also have your Flash by Lex, which is your teeth jewels.
Yes.
Did I miss one? Because bitch, you do it all. Two gems, teeth whitening, and then come on now. I done seen the pieces. Don't forget about
lingerie,
it.
Of course.
And lingerie,
of course.
And then you got Indeed. This bitch do art. She do massage, baby. Baddest. She get the vibes. The do all that. You feel me? And both of these ladies are beautiful. But look, when you come across a man, and I know that you both are trying to reach your goals. Do you come across people who almost are intimidated by what you want to do, and they step into your business and your career plans?
I do feel like that. I feel like when you're trying to like grind it out and you're like in your hustle, you need a leader, somebody who like
understand
your schedule, like,
your process.
Because you don't have the same amount of free time as everybody else, but also you want somebody to like keep you motivated too, because like you're in the grind right now, so you need that motivation. And so like if they're not on that same path, it like it could slow you down, I feel like.
Definitely. It's distractions. You make time for what you want to make time for. That's a real thing. It could be business, it could be relationships. But at the end of the day, you have to understand my schedule if you're fucking with me now.
Yeah.
Because one, I work in the nightlife and I have my own business.
Right.
Two different businesses at that. So it's like, you have to understand my schedule. And a lot of people don't get it.
Yeah, because it's like, damn, we damn near got like 3-4 jobs.
Yeah.
And we still trying to make time for you too.
Still make time for our friends. Still make time for family.
Yeah.
And you too.
Talk about it.
So it says a lot if they do make time for you while you're on that grind.
A lot of men are wanting women to live in an old mindset but not living in the new setting.
But you know what I'm saying? So then pay all the bills then. So then I don't have to worry about like,
come on now, make me a housewife.
Right. Like that's
no, I appreciate a man that's like, hey, let me know when you're free, you know, and then we can do something. Or, hey, like I said, I work in the nightlife.
Let me help you out with whatever you got.
If you don't want me to work, like, I've been working on my shit all day, right? My business is all day. Now I have to go to work to pay my bills. If you're like, hey, I'll give you this, this, and this, skip work, let's go have some fun. Cool.
Have
to save me for my time. And we're great. We're good to go.
Okay, so now that you bring that up, I'm like, brings me to a point. Thank you for introducing it. Do you feel like everything is transactional now between women and men?
Yes.
Why? Is that beneficial? Is that something that is healthy?
It's not healthy because it takes away the old love. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's like,
she done got somebody some sneakers. D is the trick. Hold on.
We all been tricks before. It's okay.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If I like a dude, I'm a trick.
I'm a trick.
Come on now.
I bought a couple sneakers and a PlayStation too. You know what I'm saying?
A PlayStation is a big one. Come on now.
It's like coming out of a situation like that, I might be a little biased.
Okay.
But I don't know.
No, I don't think it's healthy, but I think if you're gonna be that way no matter what,
like reciprocated energy.
Yeah.
Reciprocated energy.
If you're gonna be that way no matter what, why not me get something out of it?
No, for sure. I grew up with, my mom is old school. Well, she ain't old school.
Men don't think
young
the same.
School.
Women don't think the same. I'm not going to put it on men, but women don't think the same either.
No, for sure. I think that if you're spending your time with somebody, it should be worth it. And however you feel like your time is valuable or worth it.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, do your thing.
D just introduced me to somebody today. And he came up to me and he said, he asked me 4 questions before he asked me his last question.
Okay.
His last question was like, oh, how do you feel about 50-50 and like whatever? Because I was just dealing with a girl and she pretty much told him, as she should, if you want to spend time with me, you want my time, take care of my bills, take care of, you know, what I got going on.
If you're
going to
distract
me,
take care
of me. He was like, I believe in 50-50 and I stand by that. How you feel about that?
We don't need to talk, sir.
Yeah. I was like, all right, you got the Instagram, get the fuck out my face.
But honestly, though, what is 50-50 to you?
Half the bills. Right.
So like, it's only 50-50. Financial. 50-50 is financial completely?
Yeah.
I think 50-50, depending on what it is, can be emotional. I'm okay with going 50-50 emotionally. 50-50 financially, suck my dick. You want to be treated like a king, but you want to go 50-50, bitch? I'm being this bitch worse. Come on now. If I still got to work
and clean, cook, work,
all that, now I'm putting in 85% of the work, and you want a 50-50.
To be a porn star in the bedroom? Fuck.
Come on now. Right.
My day been long, bitch.
I don't. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. I don't want to suck your dick backwards. I don't.
I don't.
Come on now.
Doing the laundry. Cooking, no.
Yeah. Look.
Sure I think we're gonna be in a cuddle position this way.
You're come on now.
And running my business. It's like, goddamn.
50-50 emotionally, I'm all for it. 50-50 financially, yes. Never. You're supposed never. To be the man. So if you want to be treated like the man and have masculinity, you gotta pay more of the bills. Yeah. You have to.
And
I'll pay the I'll pay a light bill and an electric bill.
If you just want to be best friends, just say that.
It depends on what stage, like how where you guys are.
Yeah.
In your relationship, of course. If I'm just talking to you, we can fill each other out, whatever. But if it goes on past a couple weeks,
I think though, like we agreed though earlier, I'll trick on a dude if I care about them. Yeah. So look, you're still gonna get stuff added me, but for the most part, like it needs to be worth it. Yeah. Like, and if I'm just giving you everything of me and I'm just getting half of you, it's kind of like, because at the end of the day, dick is easier to come by than pussy. I ain't gonna hold you. Like a good very person, easy. Good pussy, good at personality. Hard work ethic. Somebody
hard.
Who, you feel me? Like, it's harder to come by
catch.
That. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm very much the woman is a catch when they're a good woman.
Yes.
A man is a catch when he's a good man.
Yes.
Like, it ain't too hard, baby, but come on now. I'm not doing all, if I'm paying half of the bills, we're roommates, baby. I'm cheating. I am cheating. Yeah. I don't believe in that, though.
Part out.
Yeah. I don't believe in that, but you know, I haven't had to experience it yet, so
you know.
We'll see.
Yeah,
but come on now, ladies, you was in here doing y'all thing. How do you like this event?
It's a vibe, like, to be able to like showcase your brand, and we're like putting on for the community, so like we're supporting all types of local businesses, small businesses.
Anything
no matter
do.
What your grind is, like
no matter what.
It's
we
a space
you in here. Yeah, there's space for you.
Yeah.
And we love
it's
to promote your
space.
Work.
Yeah.
To network with other like-minded individuals. I've met a lot of good people just for doing it for like I think it's like my fifth week. And I love it.
What got you into your business?
What got me into my business?
Yeah, you have different types of businesses. So how did you get into that? Was it something that's money-wise? Same thing with you, D, because your businesses are very different. Like,
yeah.
You do tooth gems and teeth whitening, and then you also do lingerie business.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know where the lingerie came in. It makes sense. And with you, D, you do massage and you do artistry.
Yeah.
So, like, how does that balance out with y'all lives?
Because I feel like you gotta have, I mean, when it comes to, like, side hustles and your main hustle, like, always have
your
main thing that pays the bills, right? But your side hustle should feed your passions. Like,
right.
What do you really care about in life? Like, what really motivates you? And what do you actually enjoy doing?
Which one is that for you?
I honestly actually enjoy doing both. But, like, since I was little, I always wanted to be an artist. If I could just paint all day and get paid to just paint all day, honey, I would. But I also get paid to, like, heal the world.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad any day that I have to wake up and go do that because I really enjoy doing that.
It doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a job. Like, it's fun. I get to be
you
in all different types of
environments. You have to have something, like you said, that pays your bills, and you have to have something that you're passionate about. I started off with music a long time ago. And then I was like, I got a sewing machine. I went crazy with that. I was like, let me make clothes. That was just too time-consuming for me with my schedule. So I'm a dancer for everybody. I'm a dancer. So then our dress code changed at my club, and they wanted lingerie sets, but they're like, I want it to be
sexy,
a little blinged out, a little whatever. So I was like, let me start that. And then I just started, like, I already had two gems before, so I was like, what if I can, like, just play in people's mouths and be creative that way? I feel like we're both the same way. We like to, any way we can be creative, we'll do it. So it's like, we kind of do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Anything you know, we touch, we add
like,
in our little
as long
plan.
As it's a creative outlet for us,
yeah.
I just feel like I found the teeth whitening and the two gems, they go
hand
together.
In hand, yeah.
So it's like, okay, I can make a profit off of that as well, and I can, you know, just kind of get my name out there. Just start somewhere, you know? She is the main reason because she pushed me to do it, because I'm really like a little turtle in my shell. But
Sometimes. Come on now, girl, let me hear it for you.
I'm here for you.
Sometimes. We know the real her. Sometimes. But
if you guys know me, but other people looking in, like, I really am, like,
to yourself.
To myself.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with many people.
And I don't know, she just brought it out of me, like, just try, like, just do it. And ever since I've did it, I've prospered. I've had, met, like I said, networked with people, met plenty of different people, more clients, just people that fuck with my stuff and fuck with me in general. So. Mm-hmm.
Listen, let us give Dee some flowers. Y'all know I always pull her in when I can. She is a...
love her.
Literally. She is a good person, and look.
Amazing.
Like you said, you've prospered from that, right?
Yes.
She brought out the good in you.
Yes.
You got to keep people around you that bring out the good in you and
very
bring
important.
Out, you know, everything, all your values, and tell you that you're worth it.
Very
Anybody
important.
Else who doesn't do that to you or
they
people who sleep, they're not your friend.
You're not your friend. You're not going to grow. You're not going to go anywhere. I was stuck for so long.
Let them go.
I love Miss D. Okay.
I got you.
The vibe. Provider. She
Look,
provides the vibes.
The vibes. All that shit. You gotta have people in your circle that fuck with you and want you to win. And look, D always wants us to win. So
always.
You gotta check her out every single Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Lex in this bitch shoe. Come and fuck with us. I'm gonna be doing the live podcast. You feel me? You're gonna see me sprinkle in.
Yeah.
But always fuck with us. Ladies, tell the people how they can catch you, what you got coming up, all that good shit.
Like she said, we over here every Saturday, 3 to 8 p.m. at Eden. Come shop and sip local brands. We got live podcasts, sneakers, clothing brands, live art, clients, music, food, tea gems. Make sure you follow us. My Instagram is The Vibe Provider. You already know. And I'm going to pass it to Lex.
Okay, so my personal Instagram is queen_of_lions. And my business is flashby_lex on Instagram. So fuck with us. We'll be here every Saturday, 3 to 8, baby. And we're out.
And what was that? Sorry if I offend you, the motherfucking podcast.
Sorry,
the best in the world.
Come on,
in the world.